Research overwhelmingly supports squats as beneficial, showing they build lower body strength, improve functional movement for daily activities, boost athletic performance, increase bone density, and can reduce your risk of injury when done properly. I believe every woman should learn and practice some squat variation every week in order to stay strong, mobile, and independent in the years ahead. This is your ultimate guide to squats from beginner to advanced. So if you're ready to get your squats right, keep listening. Welcome to the Holly Perkins Health Podcast. If you're a woman over the age of 35 and have health, fitness, or nutrition questions for your body, you're in the right place. I'm Holly Perkins, a women's strength and nutrition expert with over 30 years of experience, helping thousands of women transform their bodies to be stronger, more resilient, and more energetic, inside and out. Every week, you'll walk away with a real plan for improving your body composition so you can feel better now, reduce inflammation, and create lasting health. So, if you're ready to create the body that you need to keep up with the life that you love, let's dive in. Hello, and thank you for being here. If you are new, welcome. I'm Holly Perkins, and I help women improve your body composition to at least 70% lean mass so that you can reduce your risk of disease and stay in the game of life and out of the rocking chair for all of those amazing years ahead. And squats are a huge part of that mission. How on earth do you plan to get out of your rocking chair if you don't have the leg and core strength to do it? Now, if you know me, you know I have a lot of favorite exercises, and the squat is not one of them because, frankly, historically, my whole entire life, I have dreaded them. I also know that the exercises you hate the most are actually the ones that you need the most. And they're the ones that will transform your body the most. So think about it right now. What's an exercise that you hate, that you dread, that's so hard that you avoid? You know what, my friend? That is the very exercise that you really should be working on the most. So earlier this year, I decided to heed my own advice and got this bee in my bonnet that I wanted to really strip my squats down to nothing and re-engineer them from the ground up, pun intended, so that I could actually master a full depth squat, which I've never been able to do. I've struggled with squats my whole career. Really good at deadlifts, love a Bulgarian split squat, love a walking lunge, but a traditional barbell back squat, I've avoided them. And since I have been workshopping them this year, the results are nothing short of miraculous. My hips, my knees, and my feet, my arches, and my toes have never felt so good. And even though I'm using really relatively light weights, there is a noticeable change in the shape, structure, and strength of my glutes. It's really remarkable. So if you're someone who deals with lower body aches and pains, or you feel like you hobble more than you actually walk gracefully or normally, I want you to hear me out. If you struggle with knee or hip pain, or just feel really underpowered or weak when you climb stairs or run or even walk, this episode will be your guidebook to getting your squat right. And if you want to feel strong and super fit and have the lower body development to show it, stay with me, because in this episode, you'll learn why a squat variation is an important part of your weekly strength training, how you can begin squatting safely even if you've got knee issues, how to progress your squat deeper so that you can get all the benefits of full range movement, the squat variations you can use if a traditional barbell back squat is not an option for you, and I've got some wild research to prove that squatting is not bad for your knees if you learn the right technique. Can you imagine how powerful you'd feel if you could walk up to the squat rack in your gym, load up the barbell and do full range, deep squats with gorgeous technique, not only will your legs and butt look incredible, but you'll also notice that every other lower body exercise or activity is easier and that all of your physical activity in general will be better supported. You play pickleball, get your squats right. You want to improve in yoga, get your squats deeper. I believe that some squat pattern is absolutely essential. If you want to become the powerhouse version of yourself that feels strong and supported and resilient every moment of every day, I want to share a quick story about why, one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this topic. I often say that my professional career actually started in the sixth grade at a dance aerobics class in the YMCA in Warren, Pennsylvania, where I fell in love with exercise. Back then, it was the 80s, and everyone cued knees behind toes, maybe or maybe not, you've heard of that. But the notion was that anytime you bent your knees, you need to keep them behind your toes in order to protect your knees and your back. And so for the next 20 years, I taught that same idea as an aerobics instructor and trainer. Flash forward to my 20s. I was squatting and lunging with my knees behind my toes and ended up with crippling, debilitating knee pain in both knees. At the time, I was a celebrity trainer in New York City, a runner, and suddenly I could barely move without excruciating pain. If you've ever heard the story, I remember I couldn't even sit through a movie in the movie theater. I had to stand in the back of the theater because I was in so much pain in both of my knees from sitting. An orthopedic surgeon at the time showed me my scans and proved and showed me that I had to have surgery in order to get out of pain. But something in me thought, I can fix this. I remember sitting on his table. It was the orthopedic surgeon to the New York Rangers. And he was like, here's your problem. See it? And I'm like, I see it. But something in my instinct knew I can fix this. And so for a number of years, I set out to rehab my knees myself. And would you believe now, around 30 years later, my knees are the best they have ever been in my entire life. I can squat full range with my knees well past my toes. I can lunge for 10 minutes straight. I can even sit in hero's pose for 10 minutes without a problem. My knees feel bulletproof, and I am in my 50s. Now, I'm just one person, but the truth is, research backs this up. Squatting is not bad for your knees. And if you want to move well for life, you need the mobility, the stability, the flexibility, the muscular balance, and the coordination that you get from squatting. It's not the squat itself that's the magic. It's the adaptations that you build because of it. So let's get into why a squat practice is helpful if you want to age well and how to begin and progress so that you get stronger and more functional, even if you have knee issues at this time. Raise your hand if you have heard that squats are bad for your knees, or if a doctor has told you to avoid squats and lunges because you have knee pain. And while I realize I can't see you, sadly, I do know that a lot of people are raising their hand right now, even if you aren't. And here's the thing. This outdated idea is what's keeping so many women stuck and in pain. But here's the thing to think about. Throughout your day right now, you are moving through a squat pattern numerous times a day. When you stand up from a chair, that's a squat pattern, or getting out of bed, or on and off the toilet, you're squatting. And that's exactly why it's important to train your body how to do it right by incorporating a squat practice into your weekly strength training. Squats strengthen your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes, your core, and your pelvic stabilizers. But beyond that, when they're done correctly, they actually strengthen the movement pattern of bending your knees and lowering your body downward and then giving you the power to stand back up. That is a squat. When you learn the right technique and then strengthen it with increasing resistance, you're almost guaranteeing better years ahead. The benefits that you get from practicing squats in your workout transfer over to going up and down stairs, getting out of a vehicle, sitting down and standing up from a chair, and any kind of crouching down to the floor, like to pick up a child or a pet or a heavy box or that fork that you dropped when you were emptying the dishwasher. Squats also develop and improve the biggest muscle groups of your body that influence your metabolism, your blood sugar, your spinal alignment, body composition, and muscle growth. If you want to live well, learn to squat right. Now, before I continue, I want to share some really crazy, interesting research that will blow your mind. A 2020 cohort study, linked in the show notes, looked at the MRI scans of 230 knees of asymptomatic adults between the ages of 25 and 73. Okay, so we've got an MRI imaging of people who report no limitation, no pain, no injuries, no issues with their knees at all. Okay. These were sedentary men and women who completed a detailed assessment to confirm no present or previous history of knee injury, no prior knee surgery, and asymptomatic knee joints, meaning they're completely pain-free. What's wild is that the MRI results showed nearly all of those knees, 227 out of 230, that's 97%, had abnormalities in at least one of the knee structures to varying degrees of severity. These findings included meniscal tears, cartilage abnormalities, bone marrow edema, and tendon and ligament abnormalities. 62% had some degree of cartilage abnormalities, and 41% had grade 3 and/or 4 lesions, which is considered moderate to severe damage. 97% had abnormalities, and yet they had zero pain, zero discomfort, and no history of injury. In other words, what this says is that pain and structural problems that you see on your X-ray or MRI are not the same. And the truth is, this lines up with my experience as a coach. I knew sitting on that table in the doctor's office when I was looking at my imaging, I knew that was not the problem. This was back in the 90s, and I would argue that was literally just my witchy sense and my sort of intuition and knowing that I could fix things. I also knew that many of these structures in my knees didn't have blood flow or pain receptors. And so if I didn't have pain receptors, why was my pain linked with what I was seeing on my imaging? It was a gut instinct that I decided to go with. And now, all these years later, I know I have arthritis if I saw the doctor, but yet I have zero pain, full range of motion, and zero dysfunction. And that is because I've trained my body to move correctly with squat movement patterns as one of my many exercises that I do on a regular basis. In a moment, I'm going to walk you through number one, where to start if you've never squatted before. Number two, what to do if you currently have knee pain like I did and you want to rehab yourself. And number three, how to progress to deeper squats if you really want to get more advanced. But first, I want to tell you about one of my favorite obsessions that I have right now. At the time of this recording, it's December and the holidays are upon us. I love the holidays. They are so fun. But let's be honest, they're also rough on sleep, right? Between overeating, heavy meals, Thanksgiving, staying out late for holiday parties, or for some of you, staying up all night to play Santa. And if you drink alcohol, it can really mess up your sleep. And this month, I'm even more thrilled to have my favorite secret weapon, Beams Dream Powder. Dream is made with clean, science-backed ingredients like reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, epigenin, and melatonin, formulated to help you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed, not groggy, no crash, just a deep, restorative rest. And here's the best part. It actually tastes amazing. My favorite flavor is brownie batter, but they just brought back their peppermint bark flavor, and I am so excited to try it. I heard it's like Christmas in a cup. I've been using Dream for months and months now, and I can honestly say that I feel sharper, calmer, and more focused. I finally felt like I could tackle life head on instead of just trying to get through it. And I'm not the only one. Beam has already improved over 28 million nights of sleep, helping people across the country wake up and feel their best. So if you've been waiting for the right time to try Beam, this is it. Go to shopbeam.com/HollyP. Use code HollyP and take advantage of my exclusive offer for up to 40% off Beam's Dream Powder. So with my discount code HollyP, you can get their best-selling Dream Powder for just $39. So seriously, think about it. How much would you pay for a truly great night of sleep? With my discount, it's just $1.25 per night. So go to shopbeam.com/HollyP today. So if you're ready to begin a squat practice and it's a new move for you, here's some suggestions for how to get started in a safe and effective way. For most people, a barbell back squat comes to mind when they think of squats, but it's helpful to know that there are actually several variations of a squat. Remember, it's the movement pattern that you need in order to be strong and functional. And that can be achieved in a number of ways, and we can reinforce it in a number of ways. First, if you're new to squats or if you've struggled to progress your weight load, this was me for a lot of years. I squatted for 10 or 15 years before I ever really progressed my weight load. Part of that was because I was doing them wrong. Part of it was because I hated them, so I was inconsistent. So even if you've been doing them but you've never really progressed, this is for you. I suggest starting with a 45-degree leg press for 4 weeks so that you can develop some leg strength before needing the balance and the core control of a standing upright squat. The 45-degree leg press is the same exact movement pattern of a squat, but it's much easier to master because you remove the upper body part of the movement. You don't have to balance. You don't have to hold a dumbbell or a barbell. Now, if you don't go to a gym and you don't have a 45-degree leg press, that's fine. We'll continue on. Here's some suggestions. I think it's a good idea to be strategic in the squat variation that you start with. And I'd suggest something that looks like the following. Number one, start with a goblet squat. I find this is the easiest pattern to learn for women because your feet are turned open more than most squats and it's front-loaded with either a dumbbell or a kettlebell. It just works with a woman's body very well and it's super easy to learn and most women can master it because it works with the structure of your pelvis. Number two, once you've got that, progress to any variation of a dumbbell squat. You could start with a dumbbell front squat, but I do think that at some point, placing your hands and dumbbells at your shoulders is a good way to eventually transition to a barbell squat, which I do think is a really good idea for most people. From there, you can begin working with a barbell. I encourage you to start with a lighter barbell, 20 to 30 pounds, and one that's 5 or 6 feet long instead of going straight to a standard Olympic barbell, which if you don't know, is 45 pounds and 7 feet long. If you're a woman under, let's say, 5'6", that long bar can really feel cumbersome and it does make balance harder in the beginning. Then, over time, progress your weight load so that you can then work up to using the standard Olympic bar, which is 45 pounds. Depending on which squat variation you start with, I think it's a good idea to begin with just your body weight so that you can master your technique first. Remember, what gets loaded gets reinforced. So you might think that you're strong enough and fit enough to start with a 45-pound Olympic bar, but if you've got any degree of poor technique and then you add 30 pounds to your barbell, you're reinforcing those misalignments, muscle imbalances, and compensatory patterns. And I see this quite a bit. Women will reach out to me and they're doing a 115, 135-pound barbell back squat, but they've got back pain or hip pain or knee pain. I look at their technique and it's obvious they've developed compensations and they've just loaded it. When what we've got to do is strip that weight way back down to get all of your joints in proper alignment and then begin loading. A really great place to start for everyone is a body weight squat to bench or chair. Most of the time, this is an awesome place to start. You can use your arms as needed for balance. And when it's just your body weight, you can easily manipulate your foot, knee, or pelvis positioning until you get the right technique for your body and for the movement pattern. One note here, it's really difficult for me to go into all of the technique details for all of the different squat variations because the truth is, every body is a little different. And this is what we'll do together inside of the Body Composition Project, my comprehensive group coaching program. There, we help you get your technique dialed in and perfected on 24 exercises over a six-month period. Technique isn't something I can teach on a public podcast like this. Once you've got that down, you can progress as follows. Number one, body weight only, squatting to a bench or a chair. Progress from where you're fully sitting onto that bench or chair and then standing up to simply tapping the bench with your butt or your legs without fully releasing tension like you do when you fully sit and then stand. So for example, if you're brand new or deconditioned or have never done this or are coming back from injuries, you start by fully sitting into the chair and fully standing up. And then eventually you simply add more tension by not fully releasing into the chair. Next, add resistance to develop some strength using that bench or chair behind you while keeping tension at the bottom. It's like you just kind of tap the bench or chair so that you know that it's there. It's there for support if you lose your balance, but you don't release your body weight onto it. Gradually add resistance, and as you get stronger, eventually remove that bench or chair so that you can go a bit lower. Then, over time, gradually progress to deeper squats until your hips are below your knees at the bottom of the move. And that is considered a full range of motion squat. At that point, you're going to gradually increase your resistance, keeping that full range of motion. Some people, this will be their squat. In fact, this was my squat for many, 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 many years because it is considered a good version of a full range of motion squat, whether you're loading that with dumbbells at your shoulders or you've moved on to a barbell. As you're listening, you might be wondering how you could do this if you've got established knee or hip pain at this time. And the answer goes back to that research that I mentioned. The first thing I hear all the time is like, I can't do squats because I've got knee pain and my doctor told me not to. Raise your hand, right? Is that you? Honestly, that is probably 40% of new clients that come to me when we talk about squats. Most of the time, pain is not associated with structural abnormalities, but instead, it's a function of muscle imbalances, joint misalignment, poor technique, or even flexibility and tightness around a joint. In my experience, most of the time, these can be fixed by learning proper technique. Because if you've got poor technique and you've been practicing squats, there's a really good chance you've become quad dominant, your hamstrings and your glutes are weak. This causes tightness of the quads, and that impacts the knee joint. And so most of the time, it's a function of shifting exactly how you're doing your squats while we simultaneously stretch the quadriceps, mellow out the involvement of the quadriceps so that the hamstrings and the glutes can become more dominant, and then you've got balance around the knee joint and your hips. In my experience, which is over 30 years now, pain is almost always resolved by changing technique. That is why I stress it so much with my clients. And yes, you can begin even if you have some chronic pain. In fact, I would argue you need to be doing this in order to eliminate the pain. Most of the time, you just need to make adjustments to foot, knee, or pelvic positioning in order to move right and become pain-free. This was my story. I had horrendous knee pain, and yet this is exactly how I got myself out of it. You start gently with some modifications, very light weight loads, and learn new ways of moving. So here's how you can progress your squats if you currently have knee or even hip pain. Number one, spend at least 4 weeks experimenting with adjustments to your movement pattern using only your body weight and a bench or a chair behind you. So you play with foot positioning, toe and arch activation, knee direction, pelvic positioning. Maybe you need a little bit more of an anterior tilt. Maybe you need a little bit more of a posterior tilt. At the top, you play with the nuances of movement. Then go only as low as you can without knee pain. That might be a quarter squat, and that is okay. Work the range of motion where you are pain-free for a few weeks or even a few months if you have to. And then eventually, week after week, just inch your way deeper as long as you are mostly pain-free. If you continue to have pain, I want you to dive deeper into the technique aspects and what you can change and how you're approaching your squat. Because as I said, pain is almost always the result of poor technique. Use the bench squat that I discussed earlier and progress as your range of motion opens and you remain pain-free. Number four. You have to work on your technique. Here are four suggestions. Number one, play with different heel distances. So the distance between your heels, in general, the research says the best positioning is heels as wide as your shoulders or even slightly wider. Now, I do better with narrower heel widths. And that was a big discovery for me. I was always squatting with my heels super, super wide. No wonder I never progressed. So you've got to play with these things. Number two, turn your feet or toes open more or less. That was a big one for me. There is a messaging out there that your feet should be truly parallel to each other when you're squatting, and that just never worked for me. In my experience, it never works for my female clients, especially for women, because our pelvis is rotated and turned open more than a man's. And so you want to play with the openness of your feet. Number three, it's so important that you abduct your thighs. So what this means is at the bottom of a squat, you want to press your knees outward away from each other. That causes glute medius to activate more, and it puts your knees into proper alignment. And number four, use flat shoes, or if you're able to, go barefoot. And then lastly, try different squat variations. You could try a goblet squat, a Zercher squat, a dumbbell variation, a dumbbell front squat, a barbell front squat, or a barbell back squat. Some other things to keep in mind if you're using this practice to rehab yourself out of joint pain. Flexibility and mobility are incredibly important. In fact, yoga was very helpful for me in the years that I cleared up my own hip and knee pain. Gradual improvements over time are key. This is a long game because your body has to adapt, and you want to approach it like physical therapy. If you have the option, working with a good physical therapist is always advised, but know that it takes time to truly re-engineer how your body moves. You'll want to approach this like a lifelong practice instead of a getting fit quick scheme. Okay, next up, I am sharing how you can progress to more advanced variations and deeper squats as your fitness improves. I personally believe that every body needs to achieve at least a full range hip below knees squat. That's what I talked about before. That could be body weight only. That would be fine. But you have to be able to achieve this as a foundation. To me, that's the benchmark. Then, once you've got that down, whether it's loaded or body weight only, you can begin increasing your resistance. You may consider getting even more advanced in going to a full depth, what they call A to G squat. This is a squat where it's as deep as you go and your hips or thighs come close to touching your calves. Now, it's super advanced and very few of my clients are doing it because, again, it's a really long game. I would argue it's taken me the better half of this year to actually get my technique right at the very, very bottom of an A to G squat so that I'm actually able to start loading it and progressing from there. It's advanced, and I do believe the human body is able to do it. So here's some suggestions for getting a deeper squat so that you can get the benefits of power, mobility, muscle engagement, muscular strength, muscle development, and flexibility. Once you've achieved hips below knees with good form, whether that's loaded or not, you're going to reduce your resistance if it's been loaded so that you're able to go deeper or return to just using your body weight. So for example, if you've been doing full range of barbell back squats and you're at an 85-pound barbell back squat where in your bottom position, your hips are below your knees, okay? If you're wanting to go deeper, you could gradually week after week just keep that weight load and go a hair deeper week after week. Now, in my experience, that rarely works, but in theory and on paper, it makes sense, so you could certainly try that. But because those bottom angles are so much harder, I think it's wise to cut your resistance in half or completely unload it so that you can get the mobility, the flexibility, and the activation of that bottommost position. So during this phase, I will often have my clients spend some time working on their range of motion, going deeper, almost like rehab and physical therapy, as a practice, but then also reverting back to their last working style and their weight loads. So it's kind of like you're practicing together. Some days you're doing your normal practiced squat at your current weight load, but then maybe you spend a few minutes before or after that session just working on your range of motion going deeper. So it could start as a warm-up. This is where I started. I did a completely unloaded body weight only, super, super deep squat as my prep, but then my workout was actually a smaller range of motion, loaded barbell back squat. You kind of go back and forth. This way, you're also maintaining your current ability. You could also practice your range of motion squats on a totally different day. There were times where I would just do body weight only range of motion every single day just to get my ankles and my arches and my hip flexors all adjusted to the full range of motion. And then I would do my actual loaded squat practice on the day that it's scheduled. What I have found is super effective is to reverse engineer this. Use some kind of a block or a very, very low step or bench or even like a yoga block under your butt at the bottom so that you can lightly touch down on that block during your practice sessions. This is how I got my squats to full depth. I used just my body weight and a block that was about 6 inches high so that I could sort of touch down on that bottom position, pause, and introduce this deep squat positioning before I loaded it. I think of it almost as a stretch, just pausing in that bottom position so that the ankles can get strong, so that you can improve dorsiflexion of the ankle, so the arches can strengthen, so that your knees slowly adapt to that deeper angle, and that all of those muscles learn to control the movement. Then, after weeks and weeks of this, once I got that full range really comfortable, butt to block, I started increasing my resistance from there, and I started with just a 25-pound barbell. So you could start from that bottom position with a 5-pound dumbbell doing a goblet squat from the bottom, or 2 5-pound dumbbells at your shoulders at that full depth squat position. And once you've got that full deep squat range of motion, then you gradually progress your resistance just like you would on any other exercise. And then eventually you'll remove the block and you've got a full A to G squat. To wrap up, I know this seems like a lot, right? And this is one reason why so few people squat correctly. And this is one reason why so many doctors just find it easier to say squats are bad for your knees. Because the truth is, most mere mortals won't take the time or energy to learn this. But I hope I've changed your mind and I can convince you, because I will tell you, even if you're just practicing this a couple of times per week, body weight only, it will pay off and your life will be better. All of your other exercises are going to feel better and you're going to be able to activate your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes way better on everything that you do. And that is why this is your ultimate guide to getting your squats right for women. Bookmark this episode, share it with a friend, make sure that you put it someplace that you can revisit it along your journey. And remember, the key is the movement pattern. It's not even really about a barbell back squat at 135 pounds. It's about getting the pattern and then gradually increasing your range of motion and then hopefully eventually increasing your resistance, even if that's only 5 pounds. How you go about it is up to you and it's up to your body. You might be tempted to think that you could never squat because of your joint diagnosis. And the truth is, that might be true. I do believe that some people will never get a full range of motion squat, but you can get benefits from any of the modified versions that we talked about today. Because after all, you're going to squat on and off the toilet today, right? And you're probably going to get in and out of bed today, right? So we might as well help you learn how to do it properly, safely, and effectively. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you will stay tuned for another brand new one on Tuesday of next week. Stay strong and squat deep, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I am so happy that you're here, and I hope you loved it. If you did, please take a moment to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review. And if you want more from me, check out my blog and coaching programs over at hollyperkins.com. That's all for now. I'll see you next week.